Welcome, everybody, to iAfrica Media, the biggest podcast channel for all things IK on the African continent. Today, we are in Nigeria, and we've got the privilege of hanging out with Presley. How are you today, sir?
I'm very good today. How are you, Obi?
I'm very well, thank you. You know, I recently connected with you on different social media platforms since the beginning of this year, and I must say, you are doing incredible work on all social media platforms, my friend.
Thanks for the nice words, Obi. You have really been a very big motivation, and most of my content has actually been because of the words you put out on your content.
No, I hear you. Thank you very much, Presley. Now, Presley, you are a young IK leader in Nigeria. Yeah. You seem to be in love and passionate about the IK industry. What made you decide on optometry?
It's a very funny one. Optometry was never my first choice. I didn't choose optometry. So I would maybe, let's say optometry chose me. Leaving high school, I knew I wanted to work in healthcare. And in the Nigeria setting, there's a notion that everybody has to study medicine. It has to be medicine. So I actually applied for medicine. And after applying for medicine, I was actually given optometry. Though I didn't have enough knowledge of what the profession did that then, the role of optometrists played in the society at then, but I had to go online and search about what I can do with this that I have now, what I can do with optometry. And I found it very, very, very interesting. One fact that I found very, very appealing is the fact that we all know 80% of learning comes through the visual needs. And if you can affect someone's learning, you can actually affect the way the person perceives light. So as an optometrist, I found out that I am not just giving sight, but I am actually affecting and shaping the life and the way a person sees the world. Also, I am passionate about fashion and optometry. So optometry was a way to combine both passion together. So I can solve your healthcare needs while also making you look cool in the process. So that's how I actually fell in love with what I do right now.
Wow, wow. I think you're one of the first people that I know of in the IK industry who is passionate about fashion, who is a male. When did that love for fashion start then?
Can I really put, my dad dresses well, so those habits kind of stuck on me growing up and with time, and I'm also a very active member in church. So, you know, for churches, you have to dress corporate and stuff like that. And also optometry actually grooms you to dress in a certain way. And that's how it just kicks off. So there was no actual date about it. More like I was born into it.
I hear you. Now, where did you study in Nigeria?
Okay. I studied in the University of Benin, Edo State, Nigeria.
Okay. And when did you qualify?
Last year, 2019. Yeah, wow. That was my final year in school.
Wow. And how is it like being a young optometrist in Nigeria?
Being a young optometrist in Nigeria is quite challenging as well as exciting. Nigeria being a developing country, there's a huge gap between the technological advancement between us and the Western world. And we get to see the advancements they have done on social media, being that these younger sets of optometrists are more social media savvy. So okay. We get to see these things and it inspires us to want to do more. So these lack and these challenges have also driven innovation. So in that sense, we will see younger optometrists trying to drive innovation by fabricating ophthalmic instruments and think ways just to close down this gap. And also, you also see what senior colleagues have done ahead of you, which is quite inspiring. One I can mention is the late Dr. Stella Udwak, former World Council of Optometry President. And you see these persons doing wonderful work and you see people collaborating in research. And it just makes you excited to be a young optometrist. Though we still get discrimination from older patients due to the fact that you're quite young and this can be challenging, but with time you tend to build trust in it. All the same, it's a very wonderful, wonderful experience being a young optometrist in Nigeria.
Wow, you sound so passionate. I can even hear it from your voice that this is the industry that you feel that you will add the most value in society. Currently, when a young optometrist in Nigeria qualifies, What do they have as options that are available for them in terms of work? Do you go into the private sector or do you go into the public sector?
Okay, currently both sectors are open for young optometrists, though there are not enough spaces in the public sector. So majority of the graduate optometrists actually go into the private sector. Unlike the US and Canada, where we have a lot of corporate entities, optometric corporate entities, they are not so much yet. So your options are quite limited, either working as a lecturer or a clinician, or you just go into the private sector.
Okay. And in your case, as a young optometrist, what are you most passionate about within optometry?
Optometry, what I'm most passionate about has to be contact lenses.
Okay.
I find them quite intriguing. That's one thing I know that actually stirs me a lot.
Wow. And how are you guys in Nigeria? Like, I know we don't have a lot of optometry schools in South Africa, for example, but in Nigeria, you guys have a far bigger population as compared to in South Africa. How are you as young optometrists in Nigeria distinguishing yourselves within the eye care industry? You alluded earlier on to the fact that there's a lot of senior optometrists who have paved the way for you guys. At the same time, a lot of patients sort of like, they struggle to trust you guys because of how young you look. So how do you go about distinguishing yourself in the eye care industry in Nigeria?
Okay, young professionals in Nigeria are doing pretty well. So much of the work that were done were actually by the old, can be attributed to the older generation. But recently, a lot of young optometrists are actually asking more questions. They're asking, okay, you guys could move the industry this far. How well can we move it again? What can we do to take it to the next level? So you see various young optometrists going into niche sectors. They are going into specialty optometry. An example is Dr. Emeka Obinwane. He is the youngest scleral lens specialist, I think the only one in Nigeria. So they are defining a path for themselves, and not like how it was during the former days where most persons were actually interested in just primary care optometry. We're actually seeing that optometry is very, very wide, and there's a lot of options and a lot of things we do. So most young optometrists are actually passionate about specialties and looking for ways just to define the brand for themselves. And we have the media sector. There are persons trying to build something out of it, trying to bring more optometrists together and just share ideas together. And we also have people engaging in community services. And this is very keen sector. This is a sector I really like. This is a sector I like a lot. Because it tends to show the world your relevance. It tends to show the government your relevance, because that's one struggle we have in optometry in Nigeria. So we're actually telling them the value we bring, and most of these things are being spearheaded by young optometrists in Nigeria.
Wow, that is incredible, because it sounds like as a young optometrist, you guys are not competing with one another. You are actually collaborating with one another as young people, and you see yourselves together building the eye care industry. Whereas in other parts of the world, especially with the older type of generation optometrists, a lot of them compete with one another more than they actually collaborate with one another. So it's so good and inspiring to hear that in Nigeria, young optometrists are looking for ways that they can collaborate with one another in order to add value to the eye care industry. Now then, you mentioned earlier on that you are interested in contact lenses. Are there contact lens special, like you said, there was the one contact lens specialist in Nigeria that is very young. Are older generation optometrists making themselves available to train you guys in contact lenses, in low vision, in binocular vision, in visual therapy, beyond what you got at the university?
Okay, in regards to that, though, they are setting older colleagues. So what they are doing is basically they are trying to bring in the basics, but not really the advanced stuff. So it's basically what you learned in school, they are trying to give you expertise at. So it's not really learning anything new or beyond the norm. So though as much as they do try to help us, but it's still limited due to the fact that specialty optometry in Nigeria is not that popular. So not many persons have actually made way in that area to want to help and teach others.
Okay, I hear you. So that's definitely then, like you said, an avenue or an opportunity for young people to take advantage of is the different specialities that exist within eye care that you guys as young optometrists are going to take advantage of then.
Yes, sure, will be that one area myself and a lot of young optometrists are actually looking at.
Wow. How easy it is for a young optometrist to open up their own optometry practice immediately after qualifying? How is it to get funding from the banks or the financial institutions? Is it very easy to get financing for your optometry practice to start?
Funding, before you can open a practice, you have to have worked for a period of about 5 years before you're given license to start your own practice in Nigeria. Though bank policy, recently banks are encouraging individuals to come and take loans. So for now, being able to open your own practice is quite difficult because of how expensive ophthalmic instruments are. So it's quite difficult. So most times what people do, they either look for sponsorships or they collaborate and try to build together.
Wow, that is very interesting because in South Africa, for example, there's no limitation to when you can open up your optometry practice. So if you qualify and a month later, you've got the resources or the financial resources that you need to open up an optometry practice, you can go right ahead and open up an optometry practice in South Africa. So I find it very interesting that in Nigeria, there's a minimum period of 5 years that you would have to wait before you can actually do that. Do you find that to be a good thing or a bad thing, in your opinion?
Everything has its size and its low. So the fact that you can't open immediately is still an avenue for you to learn and climb on the shoulders of persons that have gone ahead of you and gain experience and knowledge. So while waiting for that period to elapse, you can still use it to build yourself and gain how the business works. Because in optometry, we are more concerned with the academic and the clinical aspect would lead to emphasis on the business aspect. So that those years that are given to for the optometrists to build themselves, so it helps building yourself in business aspect of optometry and limits the amount of mistakes you make when you're about to start your practice.
All right, no, I hear you. So there's, like you say, there's both pros and cons in the way it's structured in Nigeria. So as a young person, how are you using social media to grow yourself within the eye care industry? What are some of the things that you guys in Nigeria have identified can be done through social media in building your individual brands, distinguishing yourselves as the future eye care leaders of Nigeria and Africa? What are you guys doing on social media or digital media from an eye care point of view?
Okay, lots of, though we ain't as much as this, but people are coming in and we have noticed there's a gap now. People are not aware of the roles optometrists play in Nigeria. Some persons are oblivious to the roles we play. They don't know, there are even persons who are not aware of who the optometrist is. So we as young eye care professionals have identified this gap and we're trying to fill it with patient education, giving them helpful tips and at the end giving them a call to action and telling them who at the end we are trying to define what an optometrist does and who an optometrist is. And also it's helping us network with all the eye care leaders around the world. Of recent, I got through the platform, through social media, I was able to get through to a representative from the Focus Media and lots of others. And also I was able to get through to yourself. And it's also helping us build relationships, not just with fellow eye care professionals in Nigeria, but in the world at large, people that we would not necessarily see due to distance, but because of social media, we've been able to interact quite closely.
Wow, that is incredible. And 10 years from now, where do you see yourself as a young eye care professional or leader 10 years from now?
10 years from now, I see myself starting out a platform or an eye institute in collaboration with several eye care leaders around the world the aim is to change the narrative of and the perspective the public has about optometrists in Nigeria and Africa. So what we do is we train various optometrists in specialty areas or in optometry. We try to get them involved in niche optometry and get them involved in other things they can do in optometry, still trying to get them do things they love and try to combine it with optometry. And while we do that, we are also increasing the, I want to increase the relevance optometry plays in the society, and also want to broaden the definition of what it means to be an optometry. That's where I see myself in 10 years' time as a key opinion speaker and a thought leader in eye care optometry, eye care in Nigeria.
Wow, you are so clear on that. It's like you are well prepared, and it's like it's very clear exactly what you want to achieve. Now, in your journey in working towards that, do you find that there are enough mentors in Nigeria or in IK to help young people grow and elevate them to the level that they wish they're supposed to be at?
To me, there are not enough mentors, though there are lots of older, especially in Nigeria, there are lots of older generation optometrists doing wonderful things, but they are not that active on social media. So it's quite difficult to get through to them to help you and pose your questions to them. And the fact that we have just one conference in Nigeria, we get only the opportunity to kind of network with them. So they, although there are persons there to mentor you, but your access to the persons are, that's where the difficulty is. So if there's a way we can get more people involved in social media, more eye care professionals involved in social media, making a movement, this can help to get these people, get younger optometrists mentored and inspired to want to do more.
Wow, wow. And how do you see collaboration on the African continent? Do you feel that eye care in the different parts of the continent needs to be more unified? How should we be collaborating? What is your opinion in terms of how we can go about collaborating as the industry on the African continent? What are some of the things that we can actually be doing here in South Africa, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Burkina Faso, in Ethiopia, in Tanzania, and so forth?
Okay, like what we see out there, I've been privileged to be on Zoom meetings with several eye care professionals outside. You see them coming together just to educate their members. So if even though distance is there, if we can come together, create platforms whereby these African optometrists come together, educate certain optometrists on certain areas where they are lacking, and you just try to build up each other, I think it will go a long way in seeing collaboration prosper.
I hear you. So basically, we need to have more communication platforms that are open and easily accessible to everyone in the eye care space on the continent, and be able to collaborate with one another through communication. No, I like that. And I mean, of course, that's the whole point of iAfrica Media. Through our Facebook page, our Instagram page, our website, the whole purpose of why we established iAfrica Media was to connect the eye care industry on the African continent, you know, because all over the world, you find that the Contact Lens Society has their own community. The Low Vision Society has their own community going. Different parts of Europe, people come together, and it's high time that we as Africans as well are coming together in building eye care on the African continent and not relying on other people outside of our continent to dictate to us how it should be done on the African continent. I believe that we as young people and eye care leaders on the continent need to collaborate, stand up, rise up, and put eye care on the map on the African continent, because I believe that we've got fantastic leaders such as yourselves. And if the different leaders from the different parts of the continent can come together, we can really, really turn this industry into something phenomenal.
Yes, Obi, that's really, really true. And I see what you guys are doing on iAfrica, and it's really commendable. And I would love it to go on for a very, very long time. And let's get more eye care leaders talking. Get more eye care leaders talking about the profession and in thinking of ways we can move forward together.
No, definitely. You spoke of fashion earlier on in the beginning of this podcast. Now, are we going to see a freshened brand from you in the near future?
I'm still skeptical about that, but there are works being done now. We'll see how well it goes, and hopefully we create an optometric fashion brand that's in Africa and for Africans to enjoy.
That would be very nice, eh? Imagine a local brand that is being sold all over the world, and it goes beyond just eyewear. It transcends through clothing, transcends through so many things. And it could, if it could be started by someone from Africa, that will be incredible, man.
Yes, it will be very, very good. And I'm thinking about it now. It's really an exciting prospect if we can get it running.
No, man. Thank you so much, Presley. Where can people connect with you? Where are you on social media? What are the different social media platforms that you are using for those that want to connect with you further? What's your handles?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Instagram. On Instagram, you can connect with me at TheiMedic, that's TheI_Medic, while on Facebook and LinkedIn, you can get my username, AC Presley, and I'll be waiting to connect with others too.
Where does the name TheiMedic come from?
It was something I sat down, I was thinking of what would be the name for my brand, because during this, I was thinking of how to brand myself, because you need to know what people, a brand is about getting and controlling how people feel about the name you call. So the iMedic was just, I was just trying different things, and Eureka, it just happened.
I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite eye care names on social media, because it's a brand. It's a strong brand name. Do you feel it's important for people to have a brand name, or they can just have themselves as Obi Malope, or is it important to have a separate brand name that you can build on? How important is that?
It depends on the individual. I've seen various optometrists try both sides, and they are successful with either with Dr. Derek Glover. Still goes with Dr. Derek Glover, and he's still connecting with people. So it just depends on you. For me, I wanted something that just explains what I do by just saying the name. So it makes it easier, and it reduces the amount of questions people get to ask. So just by saying the iMedic, you know, okay, he's in the eye care industry. So there's no much explanation, and it's easier for them to connect.
Then, so why are you then not using the same name on the other social media platforms? Or were you targeting specifically Instagram because it's specific to, it's like more visual as compared to Facebook and LinkedIn? Or what was your reasoning behind having your iMedic on Instagram, but on Facebook, you've got a different name? What was the thinking behind that?
Okay, I was trying to experiment with the different social media platforms. So it started off with, the names on all three social media and those before was AC Presley. But with branding, I said I should experiment with social media and see how the name resonates with others. So that's why for now it's just Instagram that has the iMedic. With time, we would evolve from Instagram to Facebook and LinkedIn and try to merge all of them together.
I hear you. And what has been the response to that? Do you find people relate with, are you finding people are relating with that brand more than with you on Facebook, or they're both evolving as time goes by?
From what I've seen, people relate better with the iMedic than with AC Presley. I get a lot of connections a day, and I get comments from people outside Nigeria, people outside Africa. So I would say the iMedic is doing better in branding than AC Presley. So I'll work on that and try to unify everything.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. I absolutely loved having you as a guest on our podcast today, Presley. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for IK leaders, of the next generation of IK leaders in Nigeria. And we hope to have you on this platform again very soon and discussing your journey within optometry as it evolves. And Definitely, please encourage all your colleagues, your friends in Nigeria to connect with us on iafricamedia.com as our website, and on all social media platforms. You can find us on iAfrica Media. And this podcast will be available on the different podcast platforms that are available. And so thank you so, so much for the wonderful time and the information that you have shared with us this afternoon. And all the best over the next 6 months of 2020, as it's been a very interesting 2020 thus far. And I just wish you all the best over the next couple of months, man.
Thanks, Obi, for this platform. I was really excited to do the podcast with you, and looking forward to more interactions with you in the future. You're doing very great stuff. Keep it up, Obi.
You're too kind, man. You're too kind. That's it, everybody. Make sure to connect with us on iafricamedia.com across all different types of social media platforms, and check out our website, www.iafricamedia.com. That's it for today.